Coronavirus on two prisoners at HMP Bullingdon in Oxfordshire reportedly come back negative. The news comes with Steve Walsh, the businessman at the centre of the UK outbreak, being discharged from hospital. He's no longer contagious. The World Health Organization says it could take 18 months before a vaccine for the newly named COVID-19 becomes available. The government's to give Ofcom more powers to regulate the internet, but a media expert at Swansea University thinks it could do very little to tackle harmful content. Professor Rhys Jones wants details on how it will actually work.
What's more likely to happen is that Ofcom act many months after the event. And the question is many months after the event, when something horrible has happened on social media, say, going to be quick enough?
A man's been charged with the murder of Northern Ireland journalist Lyra McKee. She was shot dead by dissident Republicans while observing rioting in Derry, Londonderry in April. And the Church of England has set a target to cut its carbon emissions to net zero by 2030. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm John Francis.
Today's tough stuff weather. Britain's leading heavy-duty GRP waterproof flat roofing.
Largely clear skies in most places, leading to the risk of frost. Elsewhere, be more overcast with heavy rain and strong winds. Some of the showers could be wintry over the hills with lows of 1 Celsius.
The Heating and Plumbing Show on Fix Radio.
Mississippi in the middle of a dry spell. Jimmy Ryan. Figs Radio. You're listening to the Plumbing and Heating Show, sponsored by Tide. That first song was for Heather Clark, a fantastic lady plumber that I've been talking to a couple of weeks ago. I hope she's listening. This is the I Love Plumbing Show with me, Andy Cam. It's been a stormy week this week, so we're going to say goodbye to Kira. But we're going to say welcome to Storm Dennis. He's ready to hit us on Valentine's Day. Something else to look forward to. I wondered why storms are given names, and I found out that they actually run in alphabetical order and they're a mixture of male and female names. On tonight's show, we've got Hattie Hassan, MBE, a female plumber who founded a network of women plumbers. I can't wait to hear her story and what made it happen and how she did it. So, let's start the show off. You're listening to Fix Radio.
Radio, music while you screw.
That's Oasis. I wonder if those naughty boys will ever get back together or even talk to each other. No idea. You're listening to Fix Radio. Welcome back to the Heating and Plumbing Show, sponsored by Tide. Hi, Hattie. I'm really looking forward to hearing your story and what drove you to get into the plumbing trade. From being a primary school teacher back in the 80s, what gave you the idea to get women into the plumbing trade?
Hi, Andy.
Hi there.
Thanks for asking me to come. I wanted to leave teaching and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I knew it had to be something handy, so I looked around for stuff that interested me, and yeah, engineering and metalwork and all that interested me when I was at school.
Yeah.
They told me I couldn't do those subjects because they were for boys.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, now I've got the choice, I'm going to choose to do them. So I thought, it all sounded like it had to be plumbing, but I didn't know if I'd like it. So I enrolled in an evening class, and as soon as I started it, I loved it. So I knew I was gonna be a plumber. I didn't know how hard it was gonna be to become a plumber, and I don't mean the plumbing side of it. I mean, yeah, you know, getting out into the world and being accepted, you know, as a plumber and making a go of it, because I tried to get a job and I couldn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took some time for me to kind of develop my own business. I wrote to loads of companies and no one would give me a job. I kept getting rejected by people saying they had no places. And I just thought, well, I'm going to have to just become self-employed then, because I'm not one for going backwards.
Yeah.
So I always, you know, I could have given up then and gone back to teaching.
Yes.
But that, to me, that just looked like a backward step.
Yeah.
So I thought, I just kept saying, I'm not going backwards, I'm not going backwards, I'm going to be a plumber. And so I ploughed on and I just employed myself, basically.
And that, what time scale was that? What year was that, you reckon?
That was 1990.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Yeah.
So 30 years ago.
Long while.
Almost, to the, you know, day. I thought, you know, as you all think, you know, we're modern, we're in the modern age.
Yes.
And I didn't realise I was going to have those difficulties.
Yeah.
But what surprised me even more is, like, you know, 16 years later, so 2006, when I started thinking about other plumbers and other women plumbers, things hadn't really changed much. And that's what gave me the idea to build an army of women plumbers, because I was isolated.
Yeah.
And to be working in something for 16 years on your own and hardly ever coming across another woman plumber. I didn't think about it, but when I started thinking about it, I really started thinking about it. You know, I really started to feel isolated.
Yeah.
Before I started thinking about it, I didn't care. But then suddenly somebody said to me, what do you think you're going to be doing in 5 years' time? And I just thought, oh, hold on a minute. I've got to think about how I'm going to stop plumbing.
Yeah.
And then I started to think about things outside of my own little life. And, you know, for up until then, I was just interested in building a business and getting loads of customers and earning loads of money, which I had done. I built a fantastic business. It didn't take me long to stop advertising. I was successful almost straight away.
Where did you work?
Well, I started my training in London.
Yeah.
And then I moved up to Leeds.
Yeah.
And I've been in Yorkshire ever since, really.
Right.
And then I moved from Leeds. I moved to a small town outside of, kind of near Halifax somewhere.
Yeah.
And everywhere I've moved, I just tell people I'm a plumber and they all want my phone number. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
So do you get, like, opposition? I mean, what I'm trying to say is some of the people I've talked to was, you know, they go and knock on the door, and when they're a female and the person answers the door, they talk to them like, you know, where's the boss, or where is the man who's going to fix my boiler or my plumbing? What's that like? Because I don't understand what that must feel like.
Yeah, well, I think I kind of avoided that from customers, because I straight away went out and said, I'm a female plumber.
Yeah.
Straight away. Because I realised.
Did you advertise it like that?
I did, yeah. I advertised myself as a woman plumber straight away.
Yeah.
And the opposition I got, which it's not really that brilliant for our industry, but the opposition I got was from within the industry. So I phoned up and I tried to get work, like tried to get employed, or tried to get a placement, like everybody does now. And I was being told there were no places, and often if a woman or whoever answered the phone would say to me, are you ringing up for your husband? And yeah. I was like, no, I'm ringing up for me. And they were like, oh, no, we've got no vacancies. And that's why at the end of the day, I thought I have to employ myself. I can't be waiting on other people to make my dream come true. And that's why I went straight.
Did you
start off
with the small jobs and then, like most of us do, and you work your way up?
Yeah, I really did, because as soon as I learned something, I kind of thought, right, I'm going to have to go out and start doing it, because I couldn't learn it on site with somebody because I had no one.
Yeah.
So I started doing things like fitting washing machines and changing taps and repairing taps and repairing toilets and things like that. And then a friend of mine actually had a four-story house, cellar and three stories, like they are in Yorkshire, a lot of them. Yeah. And he said, I want central heating.
Right.
And that was in the days before Corgi. Right. See, so and also he didn't have a gas boiler anyway. It's all going to be going from a wood burner.
Yeah. Oh right.
So and it was all in copper because, you know, 28 mil copper and stuff like that. And it was all stuff that I'd never
done
at all. And but it was the greatest learning experience.
I think throwing yourself in at the deep end sometimes, to be honest with you. When I was an apprentice, I think I was working on a really big job with another guy, and he went on holiday, and the boss said, right, well, you just carry on. And I was like, what, me, on my own? He went, yeah. And I was just thrown in at the deep end, a bit like what you said. And I think that's really when you start trying to learn and you learn about stuff, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you do, because you just have to, don't you? You sink or swim, and I'm not the sinking type.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, we'll leave that for this segment, and then we'll be coming back to talk to Hattie again in a minute. And what we've done for Hattie, just for her, we've put Wuthering Heights, Kate Bush's, Hattie's favourite song. So you're listening to Fix Radio.
Cafe, a cafe. Fix Radio, with a music selection fatter than an electrician's wallet.
My love. My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind. My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on. Well, I will ride on down the road, I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long. Well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you, and I'll be there.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel it. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way.
Time, well, it's a never-ending helter-skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom, boom heart. It's a beating, it's a thumping, and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between, it's all in that I feel.
So anyway, I got confused again yesterday.
Phil, good morning.
Hello, mate. Can you help me with the toy Yoda?
Yes, we do.
It's not actually for me, it's for my son. Can you tell me which ones you have?
Yeah, absolutely. We have used vehicles, we've got everything. We've got Yaris's, we've got Corollas, we've got Land Cruiser, Amazons, RAV4s, Aventis, lots of things. Has he got a size of vehicle in mind?
No, he's actually after the toy Yoda. I think that's the green one, isn't it?
They're all Toyotas.
Right.
They just have different models. There's the Toyota Yaris.
Okay, which one was he? Was he the one with the little pointy ears? It apparently says words backwards or something. From the original Star Wars. Was it Star Wars or Star Trek that had the Toyota? I'm really quite surprised how long that took, to be honest.
The Ugly Phil Breakfast Show on Fix Radio. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
They say that the best things in life come in threes. The Three Kings, buses, or, when it comes to plumbing and heating products, Dudley, Epson and Beta. Three brands known for their quality, reliability and durability, with over 6,000 products available, all rigorously tested, fully guaranteed and quick and easy to install and service. Check out the range at thomasdudley.co.uk/tide. That's T-Y-D-E, the source of clever plumbing, people and products.
Caterpillar Workwear. Quality workwear for the trades. You're a heating and plumbing engineer, and you need workwear that moves with you. So check out Cat's Floor Layer Flex Trousers. Stylish, flexible, hard-wearing, and combined with Cat's red-backed knee pads, you'll be ready for any and every job. Check out the range at shopcaterpillar.co.uk, use discount code FIX20, and save 20%. Cat. Let's do the work.
Okay, so Univar Specialty Consumables may not be the easiest name to remember, but once you've tried us, it's a name you'll never forget. Quality products, world-renowned brands, brilliant service, fast delivery, and great prices. So come on, decorators, plumbers, and multi-traders. Give us a try. Shop online today at univarsc.com. Univar Specialty Consumables. Discover a better solution at univarsc.com.
The Heating and Plumbing Show on Fix Radio in partnership with Tide. The source of clever plumbing, people and products. A Thomas Dudley business.
You're listening to Fix Radio. That was September, and it was for the blonde plumber, Carly, and her handsome father with a great name, Andy. So, we're going to carry on talking to Hattie now. So I want to ask you a few questions now, Hattie, just to, you know, get a feel of, you know, where you've come from. You've told us where you've come from, you know, where you're going, what you're going to be doing next. So how does the network and franchise, you know, how does that work, joining women plumbers up all across the country? How does that work?
One of the things we found, again, I've spoken about isolation, and I know that when I was doing my business, one of the most difficult things for me was making sure that I answered the phone, that I invoiced, that I collected invoicing, and that I went out and got customers and all the business side of it. Because basically, I just wanted to be a plumber.
Hey, nobody teaches you the business side of it, do they?
No.
You know, you have to learn how to do it all.
You have to do it all. And a lot of people think, oh, I'll get a van and there's me, I'm a business. But there's a lot more to it. And so what I thought was, let me get my business, the way I've built mine, and provide all those services for other people so that they can just go out and do plumbing and we can do everything else.
Yeah.
And I found that was really useful, and a lot of women have benefited from that, and it's been really brilliant. And one of the things that the other thing and the biggest thing is mentoring.
Yeah.
Mentoring is so important, because I found that women coming to Stopcox needed confidence boosting and stuff.
Yeah.
And thinking one of the things I'm always saying to them is, you know more than you think.
Yes.
But if you feel, you know, I'm the most experienced plumber I know, woman plumber.
Yeah.
So you can call me, and I've acted as a mentor to loads and loads and loads of women.
Sometimes they must doubt themselves, you know, and sometimes you've been bashed that many times, you must end up, you know, getting yourself doubting your actual self.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I mean, an example is that a woman did a job and it leaked.
Yeah.
Hasn't that happened to all of us?
Not me.
And doesn't it still happen? Okay, being honest, sorry. But and she just felt like she was rubbish. And I'm like, no, these things happen.
Of course they do.
You know, and don't worry about it. You know, it's as long as you've got control, you've turned the water off, you could just undo it and redo it. You know, it's not a problem. It's not as big a problem as you're making it out. And I think a lot of women get their confidence knocked when something goes wrong like that. And they kind of feel like they should know everything and... But nobody knows everything.
So a lot of times, you know, obviously people will start their own business and think, like you said, well, I'll get my own van and away I go and everything's great. But it's nice to have somebody to go back to. It's a bit like when you're at college and you start doing the work at college, and then you've always got the tutor there to say, you know, do this, do that. Or if you're an apprentice and you're working with somebody, you've always got somebody sort of semi-looking over your shoulder, telling you what to do and what not to do. So I think that the mentor side of things that you've got there is absolutely brilliant. So how do you inspire young girls to aspire in sort of a manual trade?
Well, I've got loads to say on this subject, but I won't say too much. But what I will say is that I think that... what we need is a society where anybody can do anything they want to do. Doesn't really matter whether they're a boy or a girl, you know. Yeah. So if a boy wants to be a hairdresser, he shouldn't get the mick taken out of him. And if a girl wants to be a plumber, she shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I think that what we actually need to do is have a bit more of an equal society. So if you... people say to me, do you go and talk to girls? Yes, I do, but actually I don't want to just talk to girls. Yeah. I want to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And everybody should be enabling their children, if they've got children, to do whatever they want to do.
That's right.
Regardless.
And I think that's changing a lot more nowadays than it has done in the past.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Like I said, when I was at school, they told me I couldn't do engineering because I was a girl.
Yeah.
Now, that's unheard of.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was at school, I think that the... You know, obviously I'm going back to when it was black and white, but the girls were allowed to do woodwork and metalwork, but in my brother's years, who were like 8 and 9 years older than me, it was unheard of that girls weren't allowed to do it, a bit like what you were saying. Do you feel like there are more women coming into the trade nowadays than there has ever been?
I do actually think that's true. I think there are more women coming in, but I don't think that's because more women now want to do it than did want to do it. I think it's just... easier for them to say it.
The opportunities are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to someone today, and she said she's writing an article at the moment, and she said, I'm sure there are lots of women who have wanted to take this opportunity but don't because they feel like they're the only one or they've got no support or all of this. But I'm here to say there's tons of opportunity.
Yeah. So from your point of view, do you see any differences between a male and a female plumber?
That's a really interesting question, because I think we do think differently, but in terms of our plumbing ability, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think that I said, and I don't know if we'll mention my book, The Joy of Plumbing.
No, we haven't mentioned that.
Right, okay. Well, I'll just quickly mention The Joy of Plumbing, which you can get from Amazon, or you can get it by our website. But anyway, oh. Plug over.
Well done.
What I say in there is that anybody can do a brilliant service for a customer, and that customer will feel like you're a superhero. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
And so therefore, our only differences are that we all have our own ways of being superheroes. Men have superheroes for one certain things, and we're superheroes in other things. But if we can show caring and brilliant plumbing, we're superheroes.
A great answer, and I loved your plug for the book. What was it again? Can you just
it's called
me?
The Joy of Plumbing.
I like that. And where can you get that from?
You can get it by going to stopcox.uk or even just Amazon and putting it in the search.
That's it. One of the top best-selling plumbing books there. So, Atty, can you just tell me how you use social media to help promote you and your business?
Social media has changed everything, hasn't it? It's really like it's just come along, and it means that you can put something out there and you've no idea who's seeing it. For one thing, and that's sometimes a bit of a double-edged sword, but if you use it properly, you can get the correct message out to the correct people, and it's been fantastic. Like, particularly Twitter has been a really great Twitter community, I've seen a lot on Twitter of how supportive people are being, and we've been able to talk about our event, which I know I'm going to talk about later, but we've also been able to introduce new plumbers into the community, and they've been embraced, and it's so brilliant to see that.
Brilliant. So that's the second segment with Atty. We can go on all night. I think we're going to be here till about 12 o'clock by the sound of it. So anyway, you're listening to Fix Radio.
Sky.
You're listening to Fix Radio. Welcome back to the Heating and Plumbing Show, sponsored by Tide. So, we have a bit of a message in here from Piper. Thank you very much. It is nice to hear from you. And, yep, to have a lady on the radio, construction radio. Yeah, it's lovely. And it's been really nice chatting to her. I feel like I've known her for a long time. I'd just like to ask you a few more questions, Hattie, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And, you know, and then we'll get on. So what key skills does an individual need to be a success in the plumbing trade, do you think?
Yeah, well, as I was saying earlier about the superhero thing, it's not just about, I always say plumbing is not just about putting pipes together.
Mm-hmm.
It's about coming up with solutions. Yep. So you've got to be solution focused.
Yeah.
It's about being a nice person, I think, because I've been a customer myself.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone's a customer as well as a you know, doing the job themselves. So you've got to be able to, I think you've got to be a good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
I think obviously you've got to be a good plumber, but you've got to have a technical mind. And really what we always get from our customers is that you seem like you care about me. You take, you know, you're trustworthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing because people are letting you into the houses.
That's really a big thing. Yeah. I mean, at one point, I had about 5 different people's door keys.
Yeah.
In my, you know, each with different labels on it. You know, I could have gone on holiday.
That's right. Yeah. I know. I mean, to be honest with you, every year I clear my van out and I'm like, oh, where have all these keys come from?
Yeah.
I'll probably get into every house in Sheffield. Yeah. But like you said, you know, you've got to be trustworthy.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, you've got to be of the mind of looking after people's property because that's their home where
completely.
They live, isn't it?
So, yeah, completely. Yeah. Completely. I mean, when I first started, I used to advertise myself as no mess and no messing.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's good. I like that. I've never heard that one, but it's good. I like it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So I mean, there are those, it's the soft skills. It's the skills about taking care of people as well as taking care of their plumbing. If you've got those two things combined, you're onto a winner.
Yeah, I think that I was talking about apprentices, and I was just, you know, trying to say that I'd probably had about 4 or 5 apprentices throughout my lifetime. And, you know, if they've got sort of the core skills of, you know, the trustworthy, they've got a little bit of nous about them, you can sort of treat them, you can mould them into really good plumbers, I find, anyway.
Yeah.
I think some of them get really a bad press now. There's a lot of, you know, he's rubbish, he's too, you know, all the young people are the same, they just want to live on Love Island and that kind of stuff. So... But this brings me up to a fantastic question, which I must admit that when I found this out about you, I was in awe of you, and it blew me away how somebody could come from our background and achieve this. So you must have been overwhelmed and so proud of being given an MBE in the New Year's Honours List. Can you please talk me through what happened? And I can see you beaming.
She's beaming.
And honestly, have I got a ghost pimple?
You have.
Honestly, it's a great story. So can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, I opened a letter on the 20th of November. For anyone who cares, 20th of November is my birthday. So I opened this letter and it was from the Cabinet Office. And I thought, oh, my God, what have I done? Why are the Cabinet Office writing to me?
Yeah,
I don't know, I haven't got a guilty conscience about anything, but anyway, I opened this letter and it was from the Cabinet Office asking me for my permission to ask the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen, to give me an honour.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's all this about? I don't understand, you know. And I had to read it 3 times
and I had to read it out loud
before it started to sink in. And it's an MBE for services to women in the plumbing and heating industry, and I just nearly fainted because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been helping women get into the industry. I've created an event that brings women together that is sponsored by the industry. I hold the industry kind of to account. You know, I say to them, I don't just want you to give me money because you think it's a good thing. What I want you to do is I want you to tell me how you are going to change the face of the industry as a company. What are you going to do in the future to make it easier for women to come into the industry? Because, you know, I don't know if you know, but, you know, plumbers are getting old. We need new plumbers. We need them now.
Yeah.
And there are loads of women who want to come in. So let's make it easy for them to come in. And so I've just been getting on quietly doing that. You know, we've been running the event for 3 years. It's the third. It'll be the fourth year this year on the 1st of July. And I don't. You just don't know who's watching you.
That's right. So, you know, the event, can you just talk a little bit more about the event? Because I know you want to try and, you know, get people to come. I mean, can anybody come or what?
Yeah, right. Well, the event is called Women Installers Together. It's held in London. Right. I've just been at the venue today. It's a fantastic place this year. And it's free for delegates to come. And the reason why it's free is because, like I said, we get the industry to sponsor it. And I'm very careful to make sure that those sponsors are people who are for the cause and want to support women into the industry. So we've got brilliant sponsors for that, including Thomas Dudley, who I know sponsored so basically that day is for it's for women who are plumbers, who are in jobs, and many employers actually let their women come for the day and pay for them to come for the day. Self-employed women, trainees, and people who are supportive of that. So I know that last year you wanted to come and you couldn't make it for Sunday. Well, we would have loved it if you come, because I think that people need to see supportive and have the supportive people around them. Yeah. And, you know, it will always be mainly women coming to the event because that's what it's
what
for.
It's for yeah.
And one of the big kind of things that we want to achieve around that is to end isolation. When I first started the event, I wrote to all the women that had said they wanted to come, and one of the questions I asked them is, have you met another woman or female plumber? And so many of them said, I've never met another one. I was the only one. I'm the only one in my company. I was the only one at college. I was the only one here, just like me, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, why haven't things changed by now? Let's celebrate the fact that you have achieved this, and let's bring you together and have a brilliant day of food. You get to speak, you get to meet each other, you get to meet the sponsors, you get an inspirational speaker, and you get me speaking as well.
I think that the fantastic thing I think about what you're doing there is that, like you've reiterated there, and I've found this out myself time and time again, that because there are a lot of women plumbers, they don't really get a chance to talk to other women plumbers. They talk to other men plumbers, but they don't end up, you know, talking to, like you said, the females that are doing the plumbing. I think it's a brilliant idea. So we're going to wrap up this little bit, and then I've got some more questions for Hattie a bit later. So, yep, you're listening to Fix Radio.
Pancake Day is coming, and Fix Radio is going to be making pancakes with a steamroller. JMP Plant Hire in Norton Heath, Essex, are going to let us play with one of their road rollers. We can turn stuff into pancakes. What would you like us to make into a pancake? Does the apprentice always bring in a smelly lunch? We'll flatten it. Have you decided not to have any more kids and don't need that pram anymore? We'll crush it. How about that bloke on site whose phone has an annoying ringtone? Let us have it and we'll see what that tune sounds like in the key of B flat. What have you got that would be better if it was a pancake? It's all thanks to JMP Plant Hire, on site and on time. Go to fixradio.co.uk now and tell us what you would like us to turn into a pancake. And this pancake day could be your best ever. Flat out.
Caterpillar Workwear. Quality workwear for the trades. You're a heating and plumbing engineer, and you need workwear that moves with you. So check out Cat's Floor Layer Flex Trousers. Stylish, flexible, hard-wearing, and combined with Cat's red-backed knee pads, you'll be ready for any and every job. Check out the range at shopcaterpillar.co.uk, use discount code FIX20, and save 20%. Cat. Let's do the work.
They say that the best things in life come in threes. The Three Kings, buses, or, when it comes to plumbing and heating products, Dudley, Epson and Beta. Three brands known for their quality, reliability and durability, with over 6,000 products available, all rigorously tested, fully guaranteed and quick and easy to install and service. Check out the range at thomasdudley.co.uk/tide. That's T-Y-D-E, the source of clever plumbing, people and products.
Okay.
So Univar Specialty Consumables may not be the easiest name to remember, but once you've tried us, it's a name you'll never forget. Quality products, world-renowned brands, brilliant service, fast delivery, and great prices. So come on, decorators, plumbers, and multi-traders. Give us a try. Shop online today at univarsc.com. Univar Specialty Consumables. Discover a better solution at univarsc.com.
The Heating and Plumbing Show on Fix Radio in partnership with Tide. The source of clever plumbing, people and products. A Thomas Dudley business. Fix Radio.